WPHM. The WPHM Morning Show continues with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
All right, 13 past 7 o'clock here on WPHM. It is Thursday morning. We want to say congratulations to the culinary team from the Baker College Culinary Institute of Michigan here in Port Huron. They took top honors at the ACF Michigan State Student Team Cookoff. Guys, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Let's, step forward and introduce yourselves, would you?
All right. I'm Josh Hoffman.
Okay.
I'm Nia Tomlinson.
I'm Jamie Rice.
And I'm Rose Erickson.
And Chef Paula is here as well. And Paula, we'll have you step forward to Paula Resnella. So you essentially run this program, don't you?
Yes, I'm the program director.
And tell us just a little bit about what these guys did.
Well, these guys put in a lot of time and a lot of effort, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, let's say, to prepare for the state championship. Now they're doing it again to get ready for regionals, which we leave in about a week and a half for in Wisconsin.
That's fantastic. So who can tell me what one of these competitions is like? I'm picturing it like Top Chef or Chopped or something like that. Are there some elements of that? Whoever's going to talk, just step forward.
Definitely some elements like that in a sense. You know, you're always on that time crunch. You have a certain amount of time that you have to put the food on the plate itself. Food has to go out in a timely manner. So it definitely can get stressful in those situations. You know, it's an immense amount of pressure.
And you've got to work together as a team. And so that's what got to be one of the things that you practice before a competition, right? That sense of teamwork. How do you go about doing that?
Honestly, the only way to practice something like that is to work through our menus and work through what we do for competition. So as we move on, as we progress, we learn from mistakes and become kind of working as one, like a machine.
I mean, it's not unlike a basketball team or a hockey team, and you hear about that all the time, chemistry. You've got to be able to sort of, read each other's minds a little bit, anticipate each other's moves. And this is good training because in the workplace, there's a lot of teamwork in the kitchen, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So who can tell me a little bit more about the competition? Anybody?
About
what did you make?
Well, I have the classical escoffier dish, which is called lizard à la nage. It's essentially crème anglaise with a poached meringue quenelle floating on top of it, and it has to be served in a glass bowl. And my dish goes out last because it's the dessert.
Timing is so important in what you guys do, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely. Why don't you each, if you could, like I had you each step forward and introduce yourselves, tell us a little bit about how you got interested in food and cooking. And we'll go my left to right.
Okay. So I didn't essentially grow up originally wanting to be in the industry. I had a lot of other ideas of what I wanted to do, but I love being hands-on and active, and this is a great place to do that. You're always on your feet, always on the go. And it's also a great way to be creative and inventive and just kind of explore with new flavors and techniques. And it's a whole collaboration of a lot of different skills, and it plays really well with what I'm gifted with. So I just love it. It's a blast.
What is your dream job?
I'm still discovering that right now. There's so many different options in the industry. Going to school has opened my eyes to what's actually out there, and I just want to explore and see what's out there right now.
All right. Josh, how about you?
All right. I got my inspiration actually when I was a lot younger. I always kind of knew that this is what I wanted to do. Started really young, just watching cooking shows on TV, fell in love with it. When I really knew is the feeling I get when I can make food for someone and see their face and like feel that emotion through the food.
What's your dream job?
Dream job, like she said, still finding my place, but I am very interested in catering and personal cooking.
Okay, very good.
How I got interested into cooking, I must say it's kind of been something with me all my life, tried to dibble and dabble, started as young as I possibly could. And ever since then, I really took off, got interested into the tech school, and then it brought me here. And so ever since I've been here, I've done nothing but flourished, and I've really enjoyed my time here.
What's your dream job?
My dream job, I honestly would just love to travel to all these different countries and be like, a professional chef for different events, just anywhere. I want to travel. That's like my main goal to learn.
Good for you.
Well, I started working off in the restaurant industry when I was about 11 years old in a family business. Mm-hmm. And from there, I seen the kitchen, and I knew right then that's where I wanted to be. So I worked in a bunch of different restaurants in the area, which is Port Austin, Michigan. Yeah. And then when I was a sophomore in high school, I went to my tech center. And from there, I went here, and I just knew that's what I've always wanted to do.
And what do you hope to do with your training? What do you want to do?
Eventually, I'd like to open my own, maybe a bakery, but I need to gain a lot of experience. And I think I kind of want to go into, like, cruise ships for a little bit just so I can travel.
That sounds fun. Yeah. You guys have all got a lot of talent, obviously. It shows and a lot of determination. Are you guys ready for Wisconsin now?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Chef Paul, what do you think? Are these guys ready?
They're more than ready. They are very capable, and they are going to bring their game for sure.
What's their biggest strength?
They work very well as a team, and they are like machines when they're in the kitchen.
All right. Well, guys, good luck. Thanks for stopping by this morning, and we'll be cheering you on in Wisconsin at the regionals.
Thank you.
Thank
All right.
You.
Thanks a lot. From the Culinary Institute of Michigan here in Portland. By the way, while I've got you here, you have a restaurant that opens by reservation, right?
We prefer reservations. Yeah. We're open Wednesday through Friday. We open at 11:30 for lunch only. I try to accommodate any walk-ins I can. But reservations are recommended.
Okay, there you go. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate you stopping by this morning.
You.
It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock here on WPHM.